Now I'm recording.
Well, welcome to
there recording. It is.
Welcome to recording.
You know, it's kind of, I just watched, since we're hooked up to Dropbox, do you get the Dropbox notifications?
Yeah.
And we're both running Logic Pro projects that are saved directly to Dropbox. So
yeah.
Your actions in Logic, I can just see them happen in real time as my notification center.
Yeah, you recorded something and then, or I recorded something and it uploaded and then deleted it.
Yeah, I've been willy nilly in there as well.
Yeah. Mm. Oh man, I sound good. I sound good. Oh, look at that popping that cork. What is that? What is that?
That's Charles Shaw.
No, two buck Chuck. You rascal.
Hey man, you can either come at me or you can join me.
No, I mean I'm not drinking two buck Chuck, as
Listen,
the kids call it. The kids
I'll
call
tell
it
you
that,
what right? I did today.
What'd you do today, girl?
I bought $32 worth of two buck Chuck.
Holy shit. Is that a case? You bought a
I
case.
I was sick and tired. Tired and sick of those Trader Joe employees seeing me so often. Like, oh Brandon, you want some cookies and wine, buddy?
Cookies and wine, that's your go-to.
So I went full hog. Just
yeah, you went full box.
Hey now, don't you
give me that box though,
Chuck, because you had a simpler times stint, I'd say.
Oh yeah. Simpler times, man. Those were simpler times too. That's an accurately named beer. When you drink simpler times, your life probably is much simpler. At least in my case, when I was drinking, what was it, $3, $2, six packs or 12 packs or however much it was?
Of simpler Josh, times. Those beers were less expensive than 40s.
And about as delicious.
About the same volume. And I look at simpler times and I don't get a feeling of dread. The same one that I get when I look at like Milwaukee's Best.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever just feel sick
when you look at Milwaukee's Best?
What'd you say?
When you look at Milwaukee's Best, that's what you get dread and
yeah,
anxiety.
I just don't
of.
Feel good.
Yeah. No, I don't have that drink.
Oh, okay. I like how go ahead.
I have those bars. When, like the Mandrake, man. That's my Milwaukee's Best.
I miss the Mandrake.
You don't? Why?
We were close to going back to the Mandrake. I'm sorry that I flubbed up the plans. Or there weren't really plans, but it was like a romantic, like, wouldn't it be nice if we went to the Mandrake?
Yeah. I've never said, wouldn't it be nice if we went to the Mandrake?
Yeah, you've always kind of just said, okay.
It's always been like, hey, we're going to the Mandrake. You want to come? And then it's just the biggest sigh.
I'd say that, I don't know, like, I feel like it started off fine. The man, like,
sure.
Mandrake, it's cool bar in Culver City.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it's still a bit under that radar of there's not a lot of people there, which means
no.
There's not a lot of uncool people there, if that
That's
makes
true.
Sense.
That's true. But there are a lot of cheap drinks and a lot of pain and suffering from me. So, you know,
okay.
Whatever.
But it's, you know, it's pain and suffering is made. It's dulled by such great things as the famous Josh Cole cornbread.
Oh, is it famous? Is it famous now?
It's in our circles. It's, I mean, there's only one thing you can think when you see Josh Cole carrying six foil containers.
Yeah,
that
you
are
think
the sized
oh
of loaf of bread loaves.
Yeah, you think oh there's some fatty bread in there.
Is that a recipe that you're just do you toy around with it anymore?
No, it's
pretty set.
It's pretty set. Yeah, I think soon I'm going to try. See what it is. It's an improved box recipe. I'll share the secrets. I'm not a secret man. It's an improved box recipe. So I get a specific kind of the cornbread mix.
Is it?
And then I improve upon it.
you're saying this as if it's not the blue box.
Oh, it's not Jif. No, it's not 98 cents for a box. It's like $1.98 for this box.
No, you can't just write off, you know, just because it's not as expensive that it will automatically taste better.
Yeah. Well, I think what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to try from scratch.
Oh.
Like with cornmeal and flour and egg and really, I think
do
while
like
I'm
the
buying,
ancestors did,
yeah, like our people did. When can we talk about race? Is that okay?
I mean, it's a hot issue.
It's a hot topic.
I'd say it's the hot issue that will always have longevity in our culture.
But I thought racism was done with. I thought there was no more racism.
Well, I'm done with it. Yeah. And by done with it, I mean, like, I'm done fighting it. Like,
you're done fighting.
Be as racist as you want, everyone. You screw it. Like, you know, whatever.
You're not going to march?
March? Man.
Is there anything in Santa Barbara? Is there like protests going on in Santa Barbara? Are there three black people in Santa Barbara?
There were. Okay. So there were protests. And,
really?
I'm not sure what they protested. Probably, let's see, insurance. I don't know.
Are there any new like pot laws in Santa Barbara or like surfing restrictions or?
Well, California recently passed Prop 47, and that's pretty exciting.
Which one's that?
Prop 47 is a lessening of the charges for non-violent crimes.
Oh yeah, a bunch of black folks are going to get out of prison soon. Right?
Okay, yeah, absolutely. A bunch of what you can do is if you've been charged, then you can get it reassessed, or you know.
Yeah, you can go on the internet and fill out a form. I think that's what it was.
I wonder how many people in jail have access to Wi-Fi though.
All of them. Are you kidding me? Like a lot of people have like cell phones in their prison cells. I listen to Serial.
Well, damn, man, I haven't, and everyone's talking about it. I need to do that.
You need to do it. You're a 20 something cool guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Who listens to podcasts? You should listen to Serial.
This Trader, the amount of Trader Joe bags that I have in my Prius, combined with this striped Forever 21
really?
Men's.
Forever 21 has a men's section?
Oh, they certainly do.
And you shop it? Because that kind of looks like a woman's sweater.
No, it okay. One, it looks that way because of moobs. And
no, it's that way because of that like that plunging V line. Like if a lady wore that shirt, it'd be really like
you'd
focus in on that.
Focus. That's what I'm trying to get people to do, and I'm trying to get them to focus. No, I think Forever 21 for men is the response to how many boyfriends they saw in their store not buying anything.
Oh, and they were reaching
I'd say
out.
It's a direct relationship.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. Boyfriends just standing in the corner when they can be looking at V-neck shirts.
It's not a V-neck. It's buttons. Our V-necks. Can button-ups be V-necks? I feel like at some point you just trash.
I guess it's a little. It's a Henley. A Henley would be a V-neck like shirt with a button kind of thing.
I shouldn't have to admit to you.
You don't know what a Henley is?
That I'm looking up Henley right now.
Okay. Really, what you should look up is Ryan Gosling and Henley. And then you see his entire wardrobe from Drive outside of the jacket. And then you'll understand what a Henley is and how.
Here's the beautiful thing is when you just Google Ryan Gosling in general, the first image is of him in a Henley.
Yeah, because he's the ambassador for the Henley.
He brought it to the people.
He like no guy was like, man, I want that button down like thermal shirt sweater thing until he wore it.
Hey, when you put that haircut next to a This looks kind of lazily done, actually, the image that I'm looking at. just kind of... Actually, I'm having a hard time looking at the shirt. I'm just looking at this dude's full lips.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's the lighting.
He's a handsome man.
And by lighting, I mean white complexion.
Oh, love white dudes. Racism.
No, it's not. Listen,
I didn't say that was racist. Topic. Race is a hot topic. Hot Topic should have a shirt like that says something racial. Like, I mean, it won't be long before there's like ironic "I can't breathe" shirts, right?
Oh,
right.
So
it's not. We're not too far off from that because
no, we're not.
Society does that.
I imagine in some circles it's already happened.
Yeah, you know Cards Against Humanity, right?
I do.
Okay, yeah. So have you played? I've only played once.
I've played once as well.
Okay.
Is it worth really playing again? Like, did we get that out with Apples to Apples, right? We got that out.
Yeah, but you know, the kind of ridiculous, like, you know, answers, the like dead prostitute, dead baby.
Right, yeah.
You know, you can't really do that with Apples to Apples.
Which I've only played
once.
Yeah, you're right. You can, I mean, there's only one Hitler card.
In Apples to Apples?
In Apples to Apples. And then, well, I mean, Cards of Humanity is so obviously a game made from wanting to play dirty answers all the time in Apples to Apples.
Yeah.
It's the exact same format, right?
Yeah, it's basically the same game.
I mean, can you really even call it like a different game? It should be like an expansion.
Which is funny because Cards of Humanity Your Friends has an expansion.
Cards of Humanity has an expansion?
Yeah, but what I was getting at was they have this promotion apparently that they did last year and now they're doing it again this year. And it's for something like $20, you purchase the 12 days of whatever, like present kind of thing. So for $20 for 12 days, they send you mail. And this year I did it. It's the 12 days of Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever. It's what it's called.
Yeah,
and the first gift was, and I'll show it to you. It's a card that is basically your obituary. So it says here, like, so mine says here lies Joshua Cole, 1987 to 2015.
Yeah,
and then like blank thing where you can put something really mean in there, and then there's also another card that just has my name.
Oh, okay, yeah,
which is cool, so but they also.
The death card and then the just blank card that has to do with you so you can play it.
Yeah, the black card and the white card, basically. You know, the answer and the question.
Got it. Yeah.
But yesterday I got the second day of Kwanzaa or whatever, and it was a bunch of stickers. And those stickers were ironic and mean, and one of them was a Kony 2012 sticker.
So it's funny now.
It's funny now, which I feel like it won't be long before Cards Against Humanity has an I Can't Breathe card,
yeah,
right? Like next year, their expansion pack is going to have I Can't Breathe, and they'll have to like issue an apology or something.
I don't.
Like, oh, we thought it was funny now.
Just like plan for the backlash and just like kind of like sprinting in an agile thing. They're just like, okay, so we're going to put out the offensive thing and then we'll let it stew. And we'll let the audience come to their own because, I mean, you could probably prepare for it. But what if culture surprises you and says, actually, we're fine with this?
Yeah. Well, no, that's never going to happen. Everyone's always angry, man.
Not anymore, man. This is I know I mentioned it on the last time we spoke since ridding myself of checking Facebook so often, I am just I don't know what the overarching feeling is towards these things. All I get it all from Twitter. And those people have fleeting as hell thoughts, or they might not even be like thinking about it. I mean, Missy Elliott has never tweeted anything besides a retweet of someone praising her for a song she did like 20 years ago.
Yeah. You follow Missy Elliott on the
Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
Twitter. I follow Missy Elliott. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, cool.
You see that, you ever see that, Cribs, she did?
Probably.
I've been a fan of Missy since Cribs. Well, I mean, no, that wasn't my introduction, but that solidified things.
Oh. I mean, I was a fan of Missy where all those music videos.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's crazy. Like, she's wearing aluminum foil.
Yeah. Those suits. I feel like she watched the Puff Daddy and Mace music video.
Mm-hmm.
And then said, I want a suit like that, except larger. You know which one I'm talking about? The one where they're standing in like a tunnel?
Yeah, I think so.
What song is that? Is that All About the Benjamins? No.
No,
it's not that one.
I don't
one.
Think Mace was on that one.
It's what you want to do. No, that's All About the... come on. What?
You're
more money, more problems?
Maybe. No, you're a PDD expert. I'm not.
I am surprised that you don't know much about P. Diddy and Mace's.
Oh, I know. I know he's very wealthy.
Do you get that from his songs?
And he did that Godzilla song.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and Every Breath You Take. He did that Every Breath You Take, like re-imaging. I don't know. It's not like a remix, and it's not a cover when Sting is singing the chorus.
That's true. That's true. It's just
I don't know, like a 2.0, like a roots, like a roots style 2.0 track,
right? It's like we're just gonna do this again because P. Diddy really likes this song. I imagine that meeting. It's just like, listen, he won't drop it. We thought he would drop it after a couple weeks, but we're going to need you to come in.
Yeah, Sting, we need you to do a Grammys performance for us.
That Godzilla movie, the 90s one that had also on that soundtrack was Jamiroquai. A really, really spectacular soundtrack, that Godzilla soundtrack.
Horrible film.
We went to see that for my birthday. It was me.
Really?
Yeah, it was elementary school. I remember that much. And it was a lot of fun. You know, like a movie birthday is great because you can control how much you participate in the birthday, whereas it could just be limited to staring at a screen next to that person. And then you can be like, all right, see you later. Mom's gonna pick me up now.
Yeah. Oh, moms.
Mama. Are you gonna see mom? You're going home for holidays.
Oh yeah. Going home for the Christmas.
Give me your what do you gander this holiday is gonna bring you? Lots of cheer.
Lots of cheer, a lot of Ferguson, Eric Gardner, Tamir Rice conversations.
Yeah. I feel
lots of eating.
I feel a wonderful void in my life of those two particular of any social discussion, like cultural discussion. Like a lot of people, I've asked them how their Thanksgiving went, and like, oh yeah, I went home and my family's racist, and I'm like, I didn't know that. That's news to me. Like, what do you mean you had difficult conversations? Like, I mean, white people. So I guess like, I don't think I've asked a black friend of mine how their Thanksgiving went. I imagine that they would have had easier conversations about their Thanksgiving tables.
Do you have black friends?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you your own black friend? You're your own token.
You could have, like, okay. Well, okay. One, I am my own friend. Yes.
Good.
That's that much I have learned. My dad's black. He's
yeah, but you're okay. That's don't say your brother now.
My niece is half black. She's like you.
Yeah.
So she counts, and she doesn't give a shit about Ferguson.
Oh,
she's three. She's four. She just had a birthday.
Yeah, she did just have a birthday last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
last week.
It was 2 weeks ago actually. Her birthday did not fall on Thanksgiving this year like it did the year before it. But
yeah, that's right.
I'm still thinking that that's got to be. Some people have had reactions like, oh, that would suck to have a birthday on Thanksgiving. I'm like, are you joking? Like, okay, no one else is getting presents.
Yeah.
I'm the only person getting stuffing and rollerblades.
That's true. Yeah, Thanksgiving, a Thanksgiving birthday ensures you're at least going to have like really good dinner.
Yeah. Right. And cake.
And pie. Cake. Whatever kind of dessert you want. You want right. boozy out, you want boozy eggnog, you got it. You want
yeah.
You
not
want,
sure what 4-year olds are asking for boozy eggnog or alcohol. Wait, did you say boozy eggnog?
Yeah, because that's what we had last week.
That is.
We had some of that last week.
Is eggnog a Thanksgiving treat?
No.
I think you guys are premature at that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, anything you could put booze in is fair game, but specifically eggnog was a little early.
Yeah. But it tastes so good.
Oh, so good.
Eggnog is kind of like peas or vegetables, just any type of vegetable where I was not into it in younger years, and now I'm much more I'm open.
You're into peas. We've had this discussion.
I don't like peas. I'm just saying, if they're on the plate, if you're serving them at your dinner, I'm not going to flip my plate or anything.
Oh, I would.
Yeah. Okay, you're going to have these I can't breathe conversations at your Christmas table. Mm-hmm. At least you think it is. Like, what's a dinner thing that would get you like hype? Like, are you, I mean, of course it's not going to be the serving of any dish. You're more polite than that, but like, you know, are these conversations, do they actually bother you if they don't go in a particular way? Or,
oh, I mean, like, in my house, they're going to go kind of one way.
Right.
You know,
like,
they're not,
should stop killing people at all, no matter if they're black or white. Like, it doesn't matter.
And then everyone's like, no, you're right, man. That's about it.
That's why I'm so confused about the conversations that my friends are telling me that they're having at their folks' places. Like, what conversation is there to have, really? Like,
yeah. Well, it's the conversation. It's almost sort of like the reaction to the killing is more the conversation, right? The protest, the looting, the anger.
Yeah.
The
right.
The sort of civil disruption that's happening.
Yeah, it's not the act itself that people are reacting to. It's the reaction to the act that people are reacting to. Okay.
I lead
such meta lives.
Maybe there are plenty of people who are like, good, and you killed another one or something like that. I hope not. But I think by and large, the conversation is more about the protests and the the lack of accountability.
Yeah, right.
For you know, look, if you shoot someone, there should be a discussion in the court about whether or not what you did was all right. You know?
Yeah.
Like, unless it's like,
yeah,
hey, I saw Hitler.
Yeah.
He was walking across the street, and I was like, that motherfucker killed a bunch of Jews.
Yeah.
Like, millions.
Yeah.
I'm going to take him down.
Right.
No one's questioning that one. But,
with the way things are now, I'm not even sure. Like, Hitler would like have like a trial now in America. And be like, well, I just don't know if it was all that bad or something.
Yeah.
Like
there'd be a Reddit. There'd be a Reddit conversation.
There'd
about,
be a hashtag.
Yeah. Like, hashtag not all Hitler.
Not. Yes, absolutely.
And that's the show title.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, not all Hitler.
Not all Hitler. Hashtag. That'll get some views. Like, what are they talking about?
We need. That's what we need. So your table combo's gonna be good.
Yeah,
but when you go home, you stay in your old room, don't you?
Yeah, and it's been converted into a beautiful princess bedroom.
What do you mean by that?
I guess it's a chandelier.
So there's a chandelier that wasn't there.
That, well, no, I did not have a chandelier in my bedroom. Like,
yeah, I was gonna say I've been in that
manly
bedroom.
There's a little chandelier in the corner, and then there's a lot of princess items. For my mother. She's a princess. Oh,
because she's a princess.
Mm-hmm. And, I am lucky enough to be in that presence when I'm home in the princess room, because I too am a princess.
Absolutely. You know what, you guys, that's wonderful to hear. I mean, my mom's a queen, but whatever. I'm not saying that it's better. It's apples and oranges and asparagus. Like, it's not, it's no comparison really.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, man. Are you, are they picking you up from the airport?
Yeah. Well, we live near the airport, so it only
that's
makes
true.
Sense. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Roll up to the old crib.
As soon as you land in Ohio, everything is just immediately easier, isn't it?
Oh, my God. It's so much easier. And, like, I walk around like, man, I could own this city. I can just, like, hey, everyone, I'm a Los Angeles.
Oh, my God.
Citizen. Yeah. I have a California.
Does your family call you Mr. California? Do they do any lame shit like that?
I feel like California.
He sounds exactly like
I can picture your dad.
Yeah, I know. I know, because that's because he's said that before. That's why you can picture that.
He may have said that to me before.
Exactly. Sometimes people are like, you do a great impression of your father. Like, that's not an impression, it's more of a reenactment.
Yeah. I feel like there's usually it's, I don't think I have a nickname as much as it is the questions like, how's Hollywood? I'm like,
yeah,
it's horrible. It's real dirty. It's disgusting.
How's Hollywood? I honestly don't know. I honestly try to stay far away from it.
Yeah, exactly. I park in the one parking lot I know is kosher. Mm-hmm. I walk to the one venue that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get out as quickly as possible.
Have you ever not gone home during the holidays?
Not during Christmas, no.
So I'll say this as someone who's going into their second year of. So when I first moved out here, I didn't go home the first year,
mm-hmm.
And then I went home last year, and now I'm not going home this year.
Really?
It is wonderful. Yeah. It is wonderful during the holidays because no one's doing anything, and it's almost like a enjoyable experience to be.
Well, when you were down here, it was probably crazy when everyone goes home for Christmas. A lot of people go home for Thanksgiving,
right?
But everyone goes home for Christmas.
Absolutely.
So it's got to be like traffic's good.
Yeah. And Jewish people just stop doing things for like the entire month, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get Chinese food during that week, but
no,
you can go to Ralph's without having to wait in line.
Oh man, that Ralph's line, don't miss it.
Yeah, and then you can go to bars on like a Friday night during Christmas time, and it's dead.
Exactly. Yeah, right, absolutely. None of that Mandrake stuff going on. It's nothing but pleasant times.
I know. Simpler times, you may even say.
Damn, that's what I should have said. Hey, you're picking up my slack.
Mm. Mm.
So do you watch sports on Christmas Day with your folks?
Oh yeah, I watch sports whenever I can in life.
Well, yeah,
but Christmas
sports
Day,
on
watch,
a holiday is like a it's a
I'll
thing.
Watch. I'll watch. I assume the Cavs play the Heat and the Lakers play someone and the Clippers play. And then, yeah, I watch all the basketball.
Are you on any fantasy teams?
Fantasy football.
How's your league going? How's your
well? How your boys? I was one game off from the playoffs, so I hate everyone. And the season's over, and football no longer exists to me. Browns lost today, and life is very difficult for me. Right now.
I understand that. Now Sundays are generally my favorite days. I think it's a lot of people's favorite days, and yours is going particularly rough. I know that. I understand the Browns lost. So, and then your fantasy league is what can you? What's we can do this early? We can do this early. Give me some posse, Josh. Now your team's lost, and football, the sport, is completely dead to you. But what's alive? What's in the fire?
I had a waffle this morning.
Did you buy any cool presents for anyone? I guess you probably shouldn't say so on the radio.
Well, I should call out people.
Yeah.
To see if they listen to the show and like tell them I bought them something, and then when I give them nothing, they're like, "Oh man, I thought you bought me a PS4." And I'd be like, you listen to the show.
I thought that this was going in the other direction where you mentioned what you're going to buy. Mm-hmm. Or no, where okay.
I'm not getting anyone anything. No one.
That's what I feel like when I buy a plane ticket home. It's like, I'm not buying anyone anything.
Yeah, no, that's my exact thing. It's like I buy my plane ticket home, and usually it's the subject line to my parents is, "Merry Christmas, here's your present." It's me. You get to spend money on me for a week.
Hooray.
Woo.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting you a present.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, is it what I hope it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes.
Yeah, you're gonna enjoy that.
Yeah, sometimes I see them in stores.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my god, you go to stores?
Occasionally. Yeah, I went to Best Buy the day after Black Friday.
And was there blood on the floors and like vomit broken bottles?
Yeah, no, I didn't go to Walmart.
Jesus, dude. What are you doing in there? What are you doing? You are a 20-something LA.
I didn't go to Walmart. I don't go to Walmart. I haven't been to Walmart in years.
Oh, I thought. Oh, you said you didn't go to Walmart.
I did not go to Walmart.
Oh, no, I thought you said
there was
I
no
did.
Blood on no blood on the ground.
Okay, no feces. All right.
No,
you know, Best Buy's okay. It's fine. No, where were you doing?
I was picking up some video games.
What'd you get?
I got a Madden.
I thought we just discussed that football was dead to you.
Well, football is dead to me, except for when I'm the coach and players.
Okay.
And everything. Because I am the best. I make all the right decisions.
Yeah.
Unless I don't. And then in which case it's not my fault, it's the computer's fault.
So when you lose in the fantasy league, you just like load up Madden and like this is how it should have been.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Ooh. Woodford Reserve.
Is it treating you well?
It's treating me well. You know, like
it's been a while since we did a whiskey sponsor, and I mean, like,
yeah,
Woodford can do this when we can shout them out. I've had it a few times as well. It's a Jack Daniel's product, right?
Is it? I don't know. Yeah. It says LeBrotton Graham on it. I assume. I don't see Jack Daniel's. I don't see his name anywhere. The Woodford Reserve Distillery in Versailles, Kentucky.
I'm thinking of Gentleman Jack.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know why I keep getting the... It's not like I get them confused, but sometimes when I want to spend about $6 more than I usually would on a bottle of whiskey, I'll go for Gentleman Jack or Woodford.
I want to read you what's on the neck here in my NPR voice, since I have this mic in front of me.
Yeah, because we're just practicing for our jobs in radio later in life.
Right? I live down the street from NPR, and sometimes I drive past, thinking, why haven't you guys called me? I can change the NPR game.
Change the game.
I think Ira Glass is he's all right, but I think I can Jesus Christ, this Woodford's getting to me. I can out Ira Glass.
You could.
I think my voice is monotone enough.
Yeah,
it's not as well, it's not nasally
monotone.
Enough.
It just has like three distinct modes. There's no gliss in between.
Yeah,
there's no gradual rising of it or anything.
I wish I had an Ira Glass impression right now. I really wish I had one, but I don't. I have my NPR voice at the very.
I don't think an Ira Glass is something that you just like pull out. I think it's something that you just there's something that you want to say, and you're like, I bet this would sound funny if Ira Glass said it. So we can table that, and then like we'll just bring it out naturally. But please do give us a little demonstration of that NPR you got going.
The This is Joshua Cole for, what is the name of the Woodford Reserve, live here on NPR. The barrels that are used for this exceptional, handcrafted bourbon have been specially selected by our master distillery. Distiller. I added an Y. This is Sunday, December 7th at 3 o'clock on the dot.
You sound... I don't know if you sound like an NPR host as more of specifically a KCRW radio host. And I mean,
I don't even listen to KCRW. I've got that. I've got it down.
You should. KCRW. It's really good. Even though you were describing whiskey, it still sounded like we were going to hear like an indie, like sub pop band coming up.
Like, yeah. You know, next on The Morning Becomes Eclectic is...
Exactly. See? So you do listen to KCRW.
I don't listen, but I do occasionally watch The Morning Becomes Eclectic because sometimes bands from London are on.
Oh, my goodness. Right. Oh, my goodness. Okay, you're putting on the NPR because that was a great segue into a Mr. Blake.
Oh, Mr. James.
Is that who you meant?
Jay Blake.
Jay Blake's.
Yeah, we see him. We're going to see him on Tuesday.
I know.
His bass is going to rock your heart. You're going to feel it deep in your chest.
I told you the story of first time seeing him, right?
I did not know you had seen him, actually. I saw him last year, around this time last year, but I did not know. Did you see him at a festival?
I saw him at a festival.
Okay.
And I saw him at FYF.
Oh, you played FYF. Was it this year or last year?
It was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
So it wasn't even this past year. It was, and it wasn't the year before. It was, with the year before, hold on a second. It was 2012.
Okay.
So it was 2 years.
August 2012.
Yep, August 2012.
Brandon Scott is at...
What happened is a bunch of my friends wanted to see a person named James Blake perform. And I thought that they had misunderstood who James Blunt was.
Oh, yes, the old James Blunt.
And I think this
James
is probably a common thing, probably. Yeah. But I was like, guys, why do we want to see this person perform? And so we get to the stage because they're like, we want to get there early. And I'm like, okay, not only am I going to see James Blake or James Blunt, I'm getting there early to see this song happen. And I guess that song is a good song.
You're beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, a James Blake remix of You're Beautiful would be great.
Okay, that would... Yeah, that would make things come full circle for me. I would be down with that. So I'm watching all this equipment get set up. I'm like, man, James Blunt must have really changed his sound. Like, I don't remember there being a whole bunch of keyboards in his music. Maybe I never listened to the album or whatever. And really, even like 40 or 45 seconds into the performance, I'm like, still like, is he not out yet? Who's that guy? Like, he looks very important to the band. Maybe he's doing like a side stage thing. And then you know, the wonderful sounds of Blake were, I don't know, just like you mentioned the bass in particular, he commands your belly.
Yeah.
Like, he's not even making music for your ears. I mean, no. The parts where he sings, that's for your ears. But the tones, that's for your that's for your liver.
He really defines the... Yeah, I feel that music. I feel it deep in me. Yeah, you do, because that bass.
And we're going to see about the Roxy.
It's all about that bass.
Which is one of the great... I think I've mentioned it on previous shows, just the Roxy is a really good venue. Have we been to the Roxy together before?
No, I've only ever been to the Roxy main bar. I've been upstairs a couple times, but I've only ever been to the main bar once.
I saw Tycho at the Roxy, and it was brilliant. That's one thing LA is good for, is having wonderful venues that everyone wants to play. And then due to the market being saturated, you have really great artists playing great venues for decent prices.
Yeah. I mean, what, 30, 35 bucks isn't too bad.
No, not for what we're going to get.
No.
But have you seen the prices that, I mean, you're not looking for tickets, but I'm looking for tickets for someone just to, like, you know, see if they want to attend the show, if it would be possible. And those tickets are selling for 300% of their face value. Yeah. So 35, no, not even that. It's
they're about like, I got
500 because the tickets, some of them are selling for $175.
Man.
So should we even go?
I mean, should we
profit on this?
See, here's the thing. You're not going to be able to sell those because no one's going to buy those, right?
No.
You know, I mean, for
starters, I wouldn't sell them. Like, it's not worth it to me. Like, seeing the show is worth more than, you know, selling them.
I feel like scalpers, the $125 scalpers, are really making a mistake. You don't sell it for $125 because you probably aren't going to sell it. If you do, great. You made a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. But sell it for like $50 and you're guaranteed to sell it. And you'll make $15 profit.
That's true. I'm looking up the ticket price now, and it's I guess what I'm thinking is the only reason that it's set at that price is because they're able to sell at that price.
Maybe. I don't know.
People are posting wanted tickets saying $60. I have two listings right here. And it says wanted James Blake tickets for $12.99 at the Roxy. $60. I'm willing to pay $60 for them.
All right.
Next to that is James Blake tickets, $150 each, two available. I mean,
maybe we're not going to the show. I'm going to make some money. I could sell those tickets for enough to get James Blake to come play my backyard.
Or we could just play the record very loud in your backyard and, you know, grill up some Trader Joe sausages. I've been eating a lot of Trader Joe sausages lately.
Yeah, are they gluten free?
Hell no. No.
Oh well, I don't want them.
I don't.
I only eat gluten free, artisanal, farm fresh.
One, I am only pronouncing it artisanal from now on. Two, I imagine that vegans and vegetarians have a really hard time during the holidays. Our hearts go out to you, vegetarians. Yeah. You out there fighting a good fight at that dinner table.
Please, hearts go out to you. Eat the fucking meat. We're humans. We're meat eaters. All right? You need it. Eat it.
True.
Eat that meat. I don't want to hear a word about, oh, no, I just take this. I take supplements to give me.
Yeah.
No, eat the meat. Eat the meat.
I recently said that I was someone's main source of meat, and we chuckled a little bit. I mean, I cook a lot of meat.
Yeah, you do.
That's how I do it.
Give them all that meat.
I'm all the meat.
Yeah.
Are you staying in town are you staying in Ohio for New Year's, or are you coming back before?
Oh, I'm coming back here for New Year's, baby.
Hell yeah. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm going to twerk. I'm gonna
sounds terrible.
I'm gonna twerk. I'm gonna prep my my new NPR show. I'll do a live countdown instead of watching Ryan Seacrest drop the ball. You can just listen to me go, hey everyone, this is Josh. It's 11:59 on December 31st.
What is it about radio that forces you to draw out your phrases, the end of your phrases into the next?
Well, I used to listen to a lot of, like, Lila on the Line, you know, like 9 p.m. She's playing the love tunes for all you for all you lovers out there. We've got Sade next on Josh on the Line.
Well, what if we just continued the rest of our podcast in these voices back and forth to each other?
I think
I don't think that we'd run out of things to say very quickly at all.
No.
I think we can keep it up.
Ladies.
Men.
Children. Gentlemen. Not children.
Pets.
Hey, where are your cats? Where aren't the cats all over the screen right now? Like, just going at it on the iPad.
The cats, they get excited. They get excited for the holidays, so they're always just running around, just... Actually, they're legit. One of them is legitimately eating the miniature tree that I got.
Oh, you have a mini tree? You have a little Christmas tree?
I have a lot of Christmas things, and I'll tell you why. I got a Advent calendar. Are you familiar with an Advent calendar?
I'm familiar with the Advent calendar.
Okay. And so it's telling me to do a whole bunch of stuff that I just don't have readily available, so I have to buy it all. So mm-hmm. I recently got and set up a miniature tree and set it on my kitchen table, and it's pretty.
Yeah.
That was yesterday's Advent, so I could earn the chocolate inside.
Yeah, you gotta get that chocolate.
Okay, but I'm not getting the chocolate because I...
Your voice, I don't know what that voice is.
What do you mean? That's NPR.
I guess I was a little nasally. I was a nasally NPR
NPR?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get the... I didn't get the chocolate because I haven't opened it yet.
I'm going to get chocolate.
Okay, so I didn't open the Advent calendar. I've just been following what it says. Really, it's giving me a great sense of accomplishment mm-hmm. by doing these very simple... holiday related things. I'm being very culturally conscious about what time of year.
Oh no, it's Christmas, man. It's a Christmas. It's a Christmas thing. Don't be politically correct. It is Christmas. All
right. You're right.
You're not celebrating.
Why don't we say celebrating.
Because it's hard to say.
It's a little harder to say than Christmas, yeah, but
it doesn't make sense because it is
Christ.
It should be Christmas.
Mass.
Christmas. Christmas. I don't know.
Massive Christ. Point is, since I got the tree, the cats have been eating chunks of it. It's not even real, so I don't know why they're doing it.
I just remembered I have a Charlie Brown tree, a officially sponsored Charlie Brown tree. And oh, your cat's behind you now. It's in the window.
See, you wait for it and you'll get it.
Yeah, no, I have officially sponsored. Charlie Brown tree that I need to place.
Does a Charlie Brown tree that it is it kind of like dilapidated and depressed and
yeah, it's like the one with the single ornament at the very top that's like weighed over. I'll put it out. It's in my closet. I'll put it out and I'll take a picture and put it in the show notes and on the site.
I think Charlie Brown describes most of my feelings.
That's really depressing because I think Charlie Brown is particularly depressed.
I think Charlie Brown. I mean, okay, yeah, but Charlie Brown. Okay, if we did our movie experiment where we end movies before they're actually over on Charlie Brown,
which we need to do. Yeah, no, we need to.
But if you end Charlie Brown, it generally ends on an upbeat message. But what were you saying?
We need to watch Best Man's Holiday.
Wait, is that real?
Yeah, it's the sequel to The Best Man.
Wait, we've talked about the sequel to The Best Man, but I didn't know it was holiday related.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's holiday related.
Okay, wait a second. Hold on.
I'm pretty sure it's a Christmas movie. Okay. Which means we need to see it. We might need to watch it after the New Year or after I get back from Christmas.
Oh my God! If we could take this in, I am so surprised that I didn't. Here's some surprising things. It got a 6.7 on IMDb and 68% mm-hmm. from Rotten Tomatoes. I don't understand how I wouldn't give it even. I guess it's not a bad movie.
No, but I'm the first one's
those
great.
Communities are like watching it and enjoying it.
Yeah, no, I do want to see it. I assume Taye Diggs takes a shirt off and there's D'Angelo playing. I know there's a Boys to Men song in it. It's in the trailer. Morris Chestnut.
Let's talk. Let me read you a caption.
Read it in your NPR voice, please.
Though much has changed in their lives, the friends discover just how easy it is for long forgotten rivalries and passionate romances to be reignited.
Ooh.
Taye Diggs, Regina Hall, Morris Chestnut, and Sana Lathan? How do you say that?
I don't know. It's your people.
S-A-N-A-A.
Sana.
She's named after the capital and the largest city of Yemen, but that's cool.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I guess it's cool.
And of course, Nia Long. I couldn't forget her. She's very
attractive. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do our experiment on that movie and just kind of choose a place to stop watching it at supreme satisfaction.
Yeah, you know, somebody gets thrown out of a hotel window. That'll be like, all right, that's about right. That's about the time that can stop this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I do know a massive spoiler in The Best Man's Holiday, which I feel like would be a interesting place to stop the movie.
Josh, I feel like we should break all the rules of movie watching. So it's including spoilers and then not even finishing it.
Yeah,
like doing those two things, we would become supreme movie reviewers.
Yeah, I think Ebert we should start level. I think we should start a new show where we watch a movie, spoil all of it, and then don't even finish it.
I think it must be hard to review stuff, really, if you're trying to approach it with some diplomatic attitude, which is what I try to do.
Yeah, no, I'm very opinionated.
Yeah. Yeah, I realize.
It's all right.
It is all right.
I think that's why
the dinner table is going to go particularly well for you. You're set in your ways.
Maybe I'll take the contrarian position and I'll be like, I mean, guys, Michael Brown wasn't a good dude. He just robbed that place. You know, Eric mm-hmm. Gardner was selling cigarettes illegally.
Yeah.
Just to see the reaction is really. And then immediately be like, oh, I guess you're right. Maybe those officers shouldn't have done that thing. But I don't think it's race related. I don't think it's race related, guys. Just to see my dad get really angry.
My lone thought is that I should have gone into law enforcement.
Yeah.
That's my only regret. You could,
yeah. Yes, Officer Brandon Scott here. You could still go into law enforcement.
Could I?
Mm-hmm.
What do brown people look like trying to go into law enforcement in the light of all of this?
We're trying to make a change. You're trying to make change, man.
Yeah, but I could just rob a Little Caesars and make change. Why would I get a badge and a
Here's
gun?
The thing. If you robbed the Little Caesars, no one would be upset. People would be like, there's still Little Caesars?
You didn't... Well, okay. One, I don't know what was so sad about it, but after the protests and the looting and stuff like that, this radio show, or I forget who did it, but they decided to like interview these employees of Little Caesars. I mean, maybe you know something I don't about the story, but like this Little Caesars got like a lot of attention for what happened. I think it was probably like, I don't know, it was made an example of. And so they interviewed some employees and they were just like distraught. They're like, yeah, I was coming into work and just, you know, like, and people just, you know, destroyed the windows and, you know, I guess I'm not working today. And then there was another story about how like this little girl's, they were interviewing the mother of this girl. And essentially at the end of the week, every week she would get like Little Caesars as like I don't know, you did well in school this week or something like that. And like,
If that's her reward for doing well in school, she should be flipping tables and punching people in the face. And just like, why are you doing this? Like, because I get Little Caesars as an award.
Okay, Let's not go overboard here, Josh. I mean, pizza is pizza.
No, right? I mean, there's pizza and then there's Little Caesars.
True, but Little Caesars is food in the shape of pizza. And that's close enough in most cases.
Yeah. All right.
So I don't know. Like I'll look into this Little Caesars thing a bit more because I mean this place just got lit up with attention.
Well, maybe they were looted.
And they fucked up the Little Caesars. Can you believe that shit? It's like, well, yeah, like
yeah, they were hungry and they had $5 takeout pizza. They figured they could pay that back later.
I wonder, like, the topping on it would be if, like, you know, they're doing the year-end, year-end statistics of how each store did. And in Ferguson, they, like, you lost a lot of dough, and, your books are off. It's like, well, yeah. Yeah, they threw a bunch of bricks into our windows and took a lot of, like, yeah, but, I mean... Just don't see how we can give you guys the bonus. You just didn't. I mean, the product isn't matching. It's like, yeah, they took it off. They took it because they were killing people in our community. Like they got real mad.
They got real mad, and I get it. We would have just given it to them, but
should have gave it to them.
Yeah. Race.
I know that I can't. I shouldn't. I'm not going to be a crusader in this.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I want to be, but I'll do what I can for the people that are around me that can touch and feel me. Like, you know, hey. We should be nice to each other. We're being nice to each other, right? I don't know. Like I'm compassionate, and have empathy for the people going through all the stuff. But, it's seriously one of the reasons that I did get rid of social media because there wasn't get rid of a particular aspect of social media where I didn't see a actual conversation happening. lots of people sharing links. And probably, I don't know, like, I wonder what it actually feels like to share a link and then, like, feel like you've made progress or something like that. Like, that's so empty to me, so I just don't see, like...
Yeah.
Where can I find a victory is what I'm asking.
Oh, well, the victory comes like, look, I shared something on the internet, and I expressed my view on, I think racism is bad. And that makes me a better person. My thing with Facebook, and you don't do the Facebook anymore, but so many people.
No, I do. I don't want to, like, you know, high horse it and be like, oh, I don't like, you know, do Facebook. No. It's like,
look, high horse it, man. I'm just deactivated. Get off.
Say what?
Get off the Facebook, man. High horse all you want. It's the worst.
Thank you. I appreciate it. This is exactly what I wanted was for me to get off Facebook and for people in real life to notice and then give me presents.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, a lot of people we both know, I just Facebook were like, oh, you're a racist. You're a racist. You are part of the problem. All right, cool. I can clear out a lot of people.
I think that's what's been happening. A lot of people are saying, like, as these events unfurl and become known, I can eradicate my list of these people that have these worldviews.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, you weren't saying that shit when she was, like, you know, in a bikini, like, you know.
Oh, no, like, definitely not saying that when she was in a bikini. But now that she's a racist in a bikini, I'm like, oh,
right.
I can't support this.
It's all right. I think, man, it's like, weren't those cops, like, thinking of our holidays? I mean, goddamn, like, it's already hard enough to, like, hang out with your family in the first place. But now with these extraneous things to talk about. I mean, I was happy with the Obama conversation. Like, not my president. It's like, yeah, okay. He is, though.
He is.
And then, you know, but now we have this on top of it.
Yeah, now it's like, now my president's letting the Mexicans in.
I'm with that. I'm with that. Are you with that?
With letting the Mexicans in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, people don't realize what it's like in Southern California to not do anything at all. I haven't touched a lawnmower in
five years. I know. I want to link to a piece that I want to call on my friend, but I will probably never meet him, and I desperately want to. But Chris Rock wrote for The Hollywood Reporter.
Chris Rock's your friend? That's what's up.
I want so badly to say that because I want Chris Rock to be my friend.
Hell yeah. Chris Rock has been all over in articles, and I have been reading the shit out of them.
I know. So. They're so good. He's so great. Mm-hmm. I love him. Mm-hmm. But it's because his new movie comes out next week. So.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, with all of this sort of, he's got a new movie.
What's the name of that movie? Do you know?
Top five. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But with all this, you know, there's a lot of conversation about race and you know, Chris Rock has always sort of been like not like a voice of the people, but certainly, you know, an interesting voice to hear. And I think his movie has to deal with a little bit of race stuff. But he wrote a piece for the Hollywood Reporter about race in Hollywood, which he's you know, talked about a few times. But he calls out the real racism in Hollywood is not so much black on or white on black racism as much as it is Hollywood on the Hispanic people racism. And, you know, he kind of made a joke. You can sit at the edge of Beverly Hills in the morning and you can see the pickup trucks pulling in full of Hispanic people to do the lawns, clean the houses, take care of the kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. I'll link to it.
Absolutely. He exposed, it's interesting. I don't know if I think it is an exposure because there's something about Hollywood that's painted by anyone who's not actually there. Mm-hmm. Like Hollywood is so much of Hollywood is almost like Disneyland in the fact that it is a place that you can go to that you have preconditioned ideas of what it is, but you don't like what it takes to actually make that exist in this real world are these things that you just don't see.
Yeah.
Like no one sees, like you don't see the cooks at Disneyland or you don't see like the people like cleaning or whatever. And it's much like, you know, anywhere else. Oh, Josh, are you still there?
Yeah. Yo, I'm here.
Yo, Jay.
Did you lose me?
Jay Dilla. Says you're reconnecting.
What? I'm reconnecting. Am I here? Do you hear me? I'm reconnecting. Oh. Hey. Yep.
Technical difficulties.
What's funny is that you were telling me that I was reconnecting and I could hear and see you moving and talking to me, and I was just responding like, "What is happening?" I see you. I hear you. Yeah, and I'm like, no, I am. I'm right here, man. No, I did not. Did you? Okay.
Since I'm recording you as
being. Yeah. Ooh.
Anyway, what were we on? What were we on about?
Racism. It's still alive. It's what Kanye said.
Still alive and great. So that's been our episode.
I should just quote a bunch of Kanye lyrics right now about how he was right.
Does Kanye have any Christmas Christmas messages?
I don't know. I mean, Jesus Walks.
Kanye wants to come out with a Christmas record. You heard it here.
Kanye should.
Oh, wait. No, dude. Kanye West does have a Christmas song.
Really?
It's called Christmas in Harlem.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. And it is 6 minutes and 30 seconds long. That is a journey for a hip-hop artist. Yeah. That's a long song.
That's a, how much of it...
For anything that's not a prog rock band, that's long.
How much of that song, though, is just like the beat?
The beat just being ill on itself?
Yeah, and Kanye just like, I feel like this is probably true. You know the double dutch move where you're like the girls are spinning the rope, right? And you do that. Yeah. You like stand. I've never double dutched, so I've only ever watched it. But
you do that
rocking back and forth when you're like trying to get ready to get in there, trying to get in rhythm with it. I feel like sometimes Kanye songs, the beat's going. And he's just like sitting at the mic ready, like just rocking back and forth, like he's getting ready to jump in on it. And then he just waits too long.
That is a lovely, lovely, that's a great visual you've given me.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for that.
Well, this is Visuals with Josh on NPR. It's Sunday, December 7th, 3:31 p.m.
For my pleasure and the pleasure of our listeners, could you please give us a visual of you waking up this Christmas morning as a 28-year-old at your parents' place?
Ah, there's dolls everywhere. I just peeked that mic. Ooh, it's hot.
Are you gonna make make coffee for your folks? You gonna make some pancakes?
No, I don't do anything. I immediately revert to being 15 and lazy as shit. I get up.
There is something about being at your parents' place that you just like, yes, I can stop living.
Yeah, I'll make coffee for myself because my parents don't drink coffee. So I will jump in there and make coffee for myself and then immediately sit down unshowered. Waiting for my parents to give me things. And then, like, I'll go and sit in the living room on the couch. I'm like, now make me breakfast. I am lazy.
Oh, God, you sound like a pleasure.
But
I'd like to spend Christmas with you. That sounds good.
Yeah. If I was here, I would make you, like, I'd make you cinnamon rolls.
What is it that about our parents that we just don't want to do that extra mile stuff for them?
No, I don't want
to. Maybe it's good people that want to do that.
Yeah, no, we're not good people.
We're not. Okay, you know what? I'm not a great person. I'll give myself good person. I'm a generally well-intentioned individual.
No, you're a great person.
Shucks, you're good too. You're a good person too.
Oh,
well, we're good to each other, John.
Yeah.
Give me something posy for real. Give me a thing. I mean, we got our concert coming up,
we got James Blake.
I'm super happy for that.
We've got the holidays coming up.
Yeah.
We have the new year. You know, there is something.
We should do a countdown.
Yeah, there is something.
We should do a countdown, like favorite top 10 2014 moments.
Moments. See, I was going to try to do, I was going to try to do like the top three albums of the year. But I don't know if I can narrow it down. There's been so much good music this week, this year.
I've been listening to your soundtrack and really. Okay, one, you're doing some good job. You're doing some good work there. You got a nice flow. You're going from song to song. Soundtrack is Josh's SoundCloud experiment. He's putting together some playlists.
Yeah, episode 6 comes out this week.
Nice.
Is it 6 or 7?
We'll put that in.
Which one is
it? We'll show note that
6.
Shit.
6. We've got some good stuff in this one.
Good. What was I going to say?
Music. The state of music in 2014.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. You know what? We'll do a countdown show, and really, we just won't do a top like numeral. We'll just say things that we enjoyed in 2014.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll do that. We'll do that episode 10, the big 1-0.
Big 1-0.
The big 1-0 next month.
We'll reintroduce our experiment of ending a movie a little early.
Yeah.
With the best man. It's only appropriate that we do it with the best
man. Yeah, and then, you know, they're making a third one, so we'll have to do that next year.
Really, we should be... We got to follow these... We got to follow this series and see where it ends up. I bet that this will end in a TV series.
Oh, I would watch that. I would watch
some things that get trilogied end up being TV shows.
Yeah, I would watch those guys and ladies every day.
Oh, for yeah. Sure. I have a positive note for you.
Give it to me, Brandon. Give me the.
Although I won't be traveling home for the holidays, I have a bit of home traveling to me. Some friends are coming in to visit, and it's a pleasant surprise. They'll be in town the day after Christmas through to the day before the New Year. So it's not, and it also is like. It's almost like a bit at like college where even though you don't go home for the holiday, any given holiday, there's still like some people around.
Yeah.
It's a great time to catch up with those people that you've been putting off for a while. It's good.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I know that we haven't made intentional plans, but hey. How about you and me get together because we haven't made any sort of other concentrated effort to spend time together.
But we're the only people left in this city, so...
Or we're the only people left in the city. Actually, last year I had a wonderful Christmas with plenty of Ohioans.
Oh, yeah, you went home. Yeah, you went home last year. Yeah.
And even the year before that, it was very good as well.
Oh, cat walking past the iPad.
Hey, man.
It's a little scary.
This guy's getting restless. Woo. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you're able to join me on this Sunday, and I'm glad I was able to join you as well.
Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Happy holidays.
Yes.
Happy New Year. We will obviously talk before then.
Yes,
but
we will.
But Happy New Year. Happy New Year to our faithful listeners.
Yes, and they have been faithful.
They have
been. They've gotten to episode 9. That is the most faithful.
Yeah, and we look forward to joining all of you again next year. We'll give you guys a little bit of our favorite things in 2014. You guys, the people who listen should watch The Best Man's Holiday. I'm sure it's on iTunes, Netflix.
Join us and watch The Best Man's Holiday. We'll make posts on the social media when we're planning to watch it. That way we can tune in.
And then, you know, I wish we had a bigger fan base because I could say like, tell us when you stopped the movie.
Josh, I like you said, do I have any black friends? It's like, does my podcast have any listeners?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
I listen.
I do listen. So. It is weird when I listen to myself in the car. I feel like other people can hear the podcast and they're like, why is he listening to himself? But I realize no one knows it's me.
they know it's you. And they are ashamed for you. Like, oh, he's listening to us. I wonder how many people in LA are listening to their own podcast.
Oh, all of them. All of them.
We're just awful people. Mm-hmm.
All right, Brandon.
Good night,
Josh. Good night, man.